It is the 9th of March, the end of week, whatever it is, 20, I think. Depends on your league. Fantasy playoffs for some, probably wrapped up today. Maybe you're on to the next round. Maybe your playoffs start next week. A lot of injury news, a lot of resting news. We'll get into most of the games. They haven't all finished yet, but we'll cover what we can. This is the Sunday post-game show. Let's go. Ball Steve.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep Podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. We will get into these games. I think we've got 6 of them completed, 2 still going. I have about 20 minutes, so it's going to be a quick one. I'll get to some questions if I can. Just a quick injury update. LeBron James, despite coming out after the game and saying he wasn't too concerned, obviously Anthony Davis said the same thing when he injured himself, so never believe the players. We're looking at 2 weeks here for LeBron minimum. He's a drop if you are in a head-to-head or in the playoffs. Sadly, the same is probably going to happen with Amen Thompson. He is out for 10 to 14 days, let's say 2 weeks. I did sort of indicate I think he'd be on the quicker side of things when it comes to healing. Very young, they're all very young and athletic compared to me. But we're looking at 2 weeks. If you're in the fantasy playoffs, probably a drop. If your fantasy playoffs are starting, you would have to get to the 3rd week of the playoffs for him to have any value. He's probably not going to come back in and play 37 minutes or anything like that. So, it's going to be, there's going to be some drops, some tough calls to be made. Anthony Davis is one of those calls. But anyway, let's get into the games. Let's do that. All right. First game, early start here for us, 4 a.m. I did not get up for that game. 127-103, the Thunder defeat the Nuggets. So this was the number 1 seed in the West versus the number 2 seed. For the Nuggets, Jokic couldn't repeat his heroics, but still a very good game. 24, 13, 9, 3 blocks, 1 steal. 2 of 6 from the line, very weird. That may have impacted your free throw percentage on the last day of the week. But no, look, he was good. Michael Porter Jr. was good. Jamal Murray, fine. Christian Brown just continues playing very well. 19, 3 and 2 with a steal. Westbrook, 4 points, had 11 rebounds, 5 assists and a block. Look, he's pretty borderline, but Aaron Gordon actually left this game with a calf injury. Now, remember, he missed weeks with a calf injury. Did they rush him back? Look, he has been back for a while, to be fair. If he misses time, Westbrook just slides into the starting lineup and we make sure he is rostered. For the Thunder, Jalen Williams, I enjoyed waking up to his stat line this morning. 26 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 10 of 11 from the line. Shea, another dominant performance. Chet, he played. I think they do play tomorrow. Expect him to sit, probably. Hartenstein had 10 and 11. A little bit empty for him, but we hold. We don't need Lou Dort. With everyone healthy and playing well, Aaron Wiggins had 4 points. He's fine to stream in as a points guy. We know that. Caruso, likewise, but for defensive stats, 2 blocks, 1 steal for him. Kayson Wallace had 3 blocks. So they're just in that streaming discussion. Phoenix, much needed win over the hapless Dallas Mavericks, 125-116 for the Suns. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker were fine. They weren't outstanding, but you take it. Bradley Beal, he played 19-6. Again, you take it. Nick Richards had 14-9 with a block. only 19 minutes. This was purely because they were against a Dallas team that doesn't have a center. Bol Bol had 6 points. Remember his sort of week of must roster, whatever. We talked about the fact that he's not actually that good. He was just playing very well. Don't need to be holding on to him. Grayson Allen had 17 points, three 3-pointers off the bench in his 23 minutes. Tyus Jones, don't worry about Tyus Jones. Don't worry about Royce O'Neal. Grayson Allen, if you need threes, that's about it. For the Dallas Mavericks, Najee Marshall, make sure he's rostered. The return of PJ Washington will hurt him, but he will still play a ton of minutes. 34 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 steals for Najee Marshall. Klay Thompson stepping up, had 26 points with 5 threes. Probably has to be rostered. Max Christie, I'm still rostering him. He hasn't been very good, but he's playing a ton of minutes. Brandon Williams, who was very good in this one, he left the game with a hamstring injury, probably misses a week at least. So another kick in the whatever for Dallas. With him out, Spencer Dinwiddie, they're doing everything they can to not play Spencer Dinwiddie, but they might just have to because Jaden Hardy is still a week away at least. Unless they sign someone, Elfrid Payton's probably floating around somewhere. So they may sign someone, but for now, you probably go and add Spencer Dinwiddie. Dante Exum to a lesser extent, Caleb Martin if you need steals, but none of these guys are super exciting. On to the next game, Memphis and New Orleans. Narrow win for the Grizzlies. They do get away 107-104. Ja Morant and Desmond Bane were both very good in this one. Vince Williams, not so much. 7-4-2 with a block for him. Oh, sorry. Brandon Clark, only 17 minutes, picked up 3 early fouls. And then, of course, as coaches do, they don't let the guys play through the fouls. And, of course, Brandon Clark ended with 3 fouls. I think he had 3 fouls in, I want to say it was like 5 minutes. Yeah, coaches, these guys can play with fouls, but anyway, nothing's changing. He had a steal, he had a block. He is a must-roster player. Scottie Pippen had 2 steals and a block. Streamer, I think, for me. That's about it, as is Zach Edey. A few extra minutes. I would argue whether he would have hit 23 minutes if Brandon Clark had actually been able to play through his fouls. But, Edey, if you want to hold him, it's fine. Jalen Wells, again, pretty unexciting. For the Pelicans, Kelly Olynyk played, a little bit surprising, and he played 31 minutes, also surprising, 12-4-4 with 2 steals. If this was guaranteed nightly, he would be a must-roster player, but this is not guaranteed nightly, so he is not. Eve Misi had 10-9 with a steal and a block. There was no Zion here, so there's a few more minutes for the big guys. Alvarado started. He had 11-11 with a steal and 2 blocks. No CJ. I talked about this. It might have even been yesterday, the fact that CJ would be resting very soon. It happened very soon indeed. Alvarado is pretty close to must roster. I'd still rather him over Hawkins, I think, just because he does a bit more. Matkovic had 13-11 with a steal and a block, but this was really as a result of no Zion. So we aren't there on Matkovic just yet, I don't think. Bruce Brown, don't worry about him. Trey Murphy had 27-5-2 with 2 blocks, including a very, very spectacular half-court alley-oop from Alvarado. It was, it's pretty special. Go and have a look at it if you didn't check it out. All right, Utah. They fall to the 76ers in one of the tank battles for Utah. They were without everyone. Filipowski, make sure he's rostered. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, 4 threes. He's doing enough even when they're healthy. So, go and add him. Johnny Juzang had 15-7. Not there on him yet. Bryce Sensabaugh, I like him. 14-5-4, 2 steals. But, not quite there on him yet. Or KJ Martin. Until we get more of an indication that Kessler and Jordan Clarkson and John Collins and Larry Markkanen are going to be out for the rest of the season. But at this point, I don't think they have been technically listed as out for the season. We will get there, don't worry. Keontae George had 25 points, 3 steals. He has to be rostered, as does Isaiah Collier. For the Sixers, so we got some word pregame from Nick Nurse that they were going to start resting or easing back on the minutes for a number of players, and we saw that here today or tonight. Andre Drummond, he was playing through an illness, to be fair, so probably not a great indication of what his role is going to look like. But Yabusele played 12 minutes, 0 points. Drop him, doesn't need to be rostered. The only guys I would be holding here are probably Quentin Grimes and Kelly Oubre, both of which are going to have their minutes scaled back. Grimes was very good, Oubre not so much, but I would hold them. Edwards is intriguing. I don't mind holding Justin Edwards if you've picked him up. Lonnie Walker also had a good game here. We've seen him do this in the past, 25-11. Needs a ton of minutes to have value, but maybe he's going to get them. Tyrese Maxey is questionable for their next game, so do keep that in mind if you are holding Justin Edwards or Lonnie Walker. And Adem Bona, I've talked about him probably 2 weeks ago. Of all these centers, I would love to see him play. He did play, and he had 14 and 14 with 5 blocks and 2 steals. Do we run and add him? Why not? Might as well. Drummond is not the answer. Yabusele is not the answer. So Bona is the guy that if I was the coach or in the coaching staff, I would be trying to get him on the court for 25, 28 minutes just to see what he can do. And he was very good in this one. We did the other team, didn't we? We did this new bloody Yahoo thing. All right, San Antonio. They fall to the Timberwolves, 141 to 124. They didn't push themselves too hard. They don't want to win games at the moment, so they're not too concerned. Vassell was pretty good, 13, 4, and 2, 2 steals, 1 block, efficient. I think we're rostering him. Harrison Barnes, we aren't. Bismack Biyombo, we aren't. De'Aaron Fox had 22, 2, and 3. Hold him. Chris Paul, if you need steals and assists, 7 assists, 2 steals. He is a hold. I feel like we'll get to a point where he will start to be rested and maybe even shut down. We aren't there yet. Stephon Castle, another good game for him, 27 and 4 with a steal. Make sure he's rostered. He's probably been overperforming for the last 2 weeks, but why not just pump the minutes into him and see what he can do? I think they would love for him to get Rookie of the Year. He's probably the favourite at the moment. I'm not a betting person, so I have no idea. Keldon Johnson, if you need points, that is it. And Sohan, very disappointing season or back end of the season for him. 5 points, 1 steal. Don't need to be rostering him. We'll get more minutes. We'll get like a 2-game stretch of Mamu Kelishvili putting up top 80 value. But, no indication yet as to a pattern from San Antonio. For the Wolves, didn't have to extend themselves a whole lot against this Spurs team. McDaniels was fine. Randall was fine. Gobert returned. He had 16 and 8. No blocks, but he had 2 steals. Good to see him back. With him back, Naz Reid moved to the bench. Still played well. It was a favourable matchup. He had 27 and 4 with 2 blocks. He's a hold, but remember a lot of this production over the last 2 to 3 weeks has come without Gobert. Alexander Walker had 10 points, 2 assists, a steal. He's fine as a streamer. I streamed him in a couple of leagues tonight, but I'll just move on from him. DiVincenzo is who we want to be rostering there in terms of point guards. 17, 2 and 3 for him in his 27 minutes. Conley had 13, 5, and 5 in 23 minutes. All right, let's get to the final completed game, Cleveland 112 over the Bucks 100. Scoreline, not really an indication. The Cavs won this one fairly comfortably. They were up by about 20 midway through the fourth quarter. Bucks came back, but, never in doubt. Actually, no standouts here for the Cavs, and this is sort of what we've been seeing all season. It's just very balanced. Oh, what happened there? Very balanced. Strus had 17 points. Streamer, nothing more. Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, all just scoring in the mid-teens. getting some defensive stats, rebounds, assists. Yeah, nothing really to break down here. DeAndre Hunter, 6 points. He's very up and down. Only a streamer, as is Ty Jerome, who, as we know, when Garland, Mitchell sit out, which will happen probably this week, we'll get a game where one or two of them sits out. Jerome would be the guy we want to roster there. For the Bucks, fix that up. Giannis played, Dame played, Kuzma played. When they all play, Kuzma is very borderline. Lopez also struggles whenever they're all healthy. 7 points for him. Nine rebounds is good. Two blocks. But, yeah, he's not that good anymore, if we're being honest. And then the bench. Look, a lot of guys made it onto the court, but none of them actually did anything. So I don't really want to talk about any of them. All right, I'm going to get to questions very quickly. As I said, I do have to get out of here in about 7 minutes. So let's see. Mr. Fire Nuts, what's going on in Philly? The shutdown is on. I think it is, yes. Plenty of fantasy gold. There is. Knowing the minutes is going to be tricky here. As I said, a Dembona I like. Justin Edwards, I don't mind. Grimes, I'd be holding. Let's try and get a bit of an idea. Joseph Kim, it has been nice playing this year. Playoffs start week 21, which I guess is next week. And you have Amen, Monk, Denny, Kessler, Powell, PG and AD out with Mark's rest. Yeah, your season's done. Not much you can do. Is Cam Thomas a drop in a points league if he's at the end of your bench, missing games? Was holding. Look, they've got 5 games this week, but two of them are back-to-back. So Cam Thomas will play 3 games this week. He played 30 minutes in the last game. So just have a look at what he typically puts up in about 30 minutes, multiply that by 3, have a look at streaming. Fairly simple in a points league. I do think that we get 3 games of Cam Thomas this week, barring any injuries or anything like that. Van Fleet is possible to come back. Yes, Jay Sizzle. Tomorrow, which is Monday or Wednesday. I think he's questionable for tomorrow. So he'll just step straight into the Amen Thompson role. They will go cautious. That's bad. They will be cautious because this was the second absence as a result of the ankle injury. Asti, would I drop Drummond, Dinwiddie for Lonnie Walker, Connect or Plumlee? Ugh, they're all pretty ugly. I wouldn't drop Dinwiddie just because, as I said, they don't have Brandon Williams anymore, so they're going to have to play Dinwiddie. He's not great, but he's going to have to play. Drummond was sick, as I said, so I'm not sure. If he hits 22 minutes, he's probably a hold. But hopefully they play a Dembona. Connect, not really interested in him. Plumlee, no. Walker, well, maybe. If you want to take a flyer on Lonnie Walker. Another one from Alex. League trade deadline this Friday. Who would I prioritize to target in a points league? LaVine or Reeves? It's pretty close. It might be Reeves with LeBron out. Remember back to how good Reeves was for that period where they didn't have D'Angelo Russell and before they got Luka. He's like a top 30 player. So I don't mind taking a bit of a chance on Reeves there. Chill guy. Would I drop Scoot, Collier, Orlando Robinson, Brandon Williams for any of these guys sitting on my wire? I would drop Brandon Williams because he is going to miss time. I wouldn't drop Collier. Probably wouldn't drop Scoot. Orlando Robinson, I think you could drop him. And who would I add? Beasley, Saar, Ware. Yeah, I'd have any of those guys. Punting field goal percentage and turnovers. Oh, look, I guess. I mean, Saar obviously takes a bump up. He gets a boost. Maybe that's better in a punt field goal percentage because his field goal percentage is trash. But none of these guys are overly efficient. Ware is probably the most efficient. So I guess if you're punting field goal percentage, maybe you go Saar and Beasley. Chad, hello, Chad. Collier is starting to feel a lot like rookie Maxi, where people just didn't see too late in the big explosion. in the second year. Yeah, he is. He has looked very good. What's wrong with Lonnie Walker, the third game? Yeah, look, it's pretty empty usually. And like I said, it takes him a lot of minutes, a lot of usage, which isn't unique to him. There are a lot of players like that, but that's usually what it is. Defensively, he's not great either. So he doesn't contribute to winning basketball, I suppose. But when he's in a position where he's playing for a team that doesn't care, then sure. And yes, I know you meant Lonnie Walker, the fourth. With Bron out, do I think Vanderbilt will be a good 14-team add? If you need steals, that's probably it. He's just not that good in terms of overall skill set. Very, very good defensive player. Is Jackson Hayes a hold with Bron out? I think he's pretty borderline. I don't think having LeBron there changes a whole lot. They'll run with Dorian Finney-Smith. Hachimura will come back as well. So, yeah, I don't think the LeBron injury really factors into it too much there. But I think he's borderline, I think. So, all right. That was good. Not too many questions. It is 2:29 p.m. I told my wife I'd be done by 2:30, so I am early. Tomorrow... yes, there will be a post-game show. I think there's 12 games tomorrow, so it will be a long one. It will be daylight savings, I think, has started in the United States. So the games are now a little bit earlier here, so I can start my show a bit earlier, which is good. So there'll be shows for this week mostly, I think, and then I have got my surgery this time next week. I won't be doing a show because I will be in hospital. But hopefully I only miss a couple of days. I'll have an update, obviously, once I've had the surgery. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in on a Sunday night or wherever you are, Monday morning, Monday afternoon. Please go and like and find us and subscribe and do all that stuff. I know people are ramping down because the playoffs are here. No, Chad, there will be no show live with anesthesia. I will be on some pretty good painkillers, though, so it could be interesting. There was a question from Yuri, or not a question. My league proposals that I put up on Twitter, yes, I've had quite a few people DM me actually wanting to join those leagues. They were just things I was going to do for my home league. But we'll see. Maybe I'll just start a couple, again, as part of Old Man Squad or FBI or whatever we're doing. I'll probably do an analyst one. I like to do those as a sample because everyone is active and engaged in an analyst league generally. Sadly, I lost my industry pickup matchup today, I'm pretty sure. Bloody steals, man. I swear it's steals every year that cost me. Even though I had Dyson Daniels, if I didn't have him this week, I would have got smashed in steals. But, guys, it's unpredictable. It was injuries a little bit. I had no Anthony Davis, no Rudy Gobert. Mark Williams missed a couple of games. Walker Kessler missed a couple of games. That hurt, but it was actually steals that let me down, and that was guys like OG Anunoby who got two steals for the week, letting me down, but nothing I can do to avoid that. All right, now I'm going to go. Now I'm a minute late, so I need to go. Thank you, everyone. I will be back tomorrow. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.